a while is Jeff Natalucci, the boys hockey coach at Saugus High School. Coach, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, very well. I'm loving this winter weather. I know everybody's been complaining about it, but Jeff, when I look at your team and I look at the scores and I look at the standings, the record that you guys have come off with so far this year, I'm kind of trying to figure out maybe who you guys are, because you've played so well and done so well against some of the tougher teams, and you've lost a couple of games maybe that you shouldn't have. Am I looking at that right?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been a lot of inconsistency right now in our game. You know, it's been a little frustrating, but you know, we're working hard. We're trying to correct some of the mistakes we're making, and we're just looking for that complete 45-minute effort, which is kind of has eluded us a little bit here in the first half.
All right, let's look at maybe not an excuse, but maybe a reason. I'm looking at your roster, and it looks like you've got a lot of young guys on the team.
Yeah, there's definitely some guys that are getting their first taste, getting some experience here. We feel like we have enough experience back from that group last year, and it's about simplifying things for us right now. I think at times we've got guys trying to do a little too much. You know, we got to be a simple team that you know, plays, keeps it simple, gets pucks in deep, and grinds it out. And I think we've gotten away from that a little bit here.
All right, you in a real good streak there. You beat Triton and Peabody. Tough one over to Medford, but you tied Marblehead, and then you run into a buzzsaw. I mean, Danvers and Stoneham are probably two of the tougher teams in the state.
Yeah, you're looking at two of the better teams in Division II right now. The Danvers game, once again, I mean, I liked our game for two periods. You know, we're in a 1-0 game there, and then kind of just got away from it in the third and took the penalties. You know, and you a team like that, you know, they got too many skilled guys that you don't want to be killing penalties against them. Again today, you know, it's 1-0 after 15 against Stoneham. I thought we were playing well, and you know, again, we come out and a little flat and in situations that we can't be. So it's been a good test for us to see, you know, especially these last two, see where we got to get to. You know, we'll come back to work tomorrow, and we got another tough one ahead of us on Wednesday with Beverly.
Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting that game, as you know, and I'm looking forward to it. But what is that? First time I talk with coaches, I'm asking them about this 2-minute penalty, because I tell you, as a fan, you know, and as not a hockey expert at all, but just as a casual fan, it baffles me on how long that penalty is, because you wouldn't think 30 seconds extra, would be so tough, but it is, because especially where some schools can't roll out three or four lines.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been an adjustment. You know, we're looking at using, you know, when we're killing, we're using that, looking to use like two or three different groupings. And with the power play, I mean, again, we're looking at using two different power plays, you know. So it definitely has been an adjustment. You know, you take two or three penalties in a period, and you find yourself, you know, that's 6 minutes of hockey. You're down out of a 15-minute period, you know. So that you know, it's definitely an adjustment.
The first game I saw this year was Linfield and Gloucester down in Peabody, and I didn't know about the 2-minute thing. So I'm walking around, and I didn't know anybody there, and I'm trying to figure out, what the hell is this? What is this 2-minute thing? And then Gloucester got a major, and it was 5 minutes, and I said, oh, my God. So they spent, you know, in terms of clock time, half the game in the penalty box.
Yep, yeah. We were about to play Gloucester game one, so a couple of my assistants were there watching that one, and they had said that, too. You know, it's definitely, it's eye-opening when you see a team take a few penalties in a period, and, you know, you can spend half a period killing penalties if you get in a bad spot.
I know. And Jeff, how do I ask this question? Power plays, how important are they in high school hockey, and how difficult is it to get a power play to work the way you want it to?
Yeah, no, it's been. I mean, we've actually struggled a lot with the power play. We've had a lot of power play chances here over the first 11 here, and it's tough. Sometimes it's, you know, I think these guys, you know, they turn on the TV, they see these guys in the NHL moving the puck around, zipping around, trying to and being cute. But at the high school level, it's about pucks to the net and getting to the dirty areas and getting those goals. You know, at times I see our power play, we're trying to make passes that we're just not capable of making. You know, you gotta simplify to take the little 2-foot pass, you know, get a shot through the lane and then get traffic and get rebounds.
You know, you want your kids to be creative, but they also have to have discipline, so that's got to be tough to coach up as well.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, and it's been the message here lately. It's, you know, let's simplify, boys. Everything's got to be, let's keep it simple. And it's the ugly goals that help you win. You know, it's you know, you're gonna get your pretty tic tac toe play every once in a while, but it's gonna be those tough areas, grinding in front of the net, smashing home rebounds that are gonna give you success.
Well, yeah, and in high school, I mean, a lot of goalies, they're gonna make that first save, but the puck's right there, you know, juicy.
Yeah, no, I mean, like appreciate the last 2 weeks of practice. You know, it's those 50-50 pucks. Like, who wants those 50-50 pucks more? Can be the difference in a high school hockey game.
All right, Coach, before I get your scouting report on Beverly, and I did see them against Swampscott last week, tell me a little bit about your leaders, and maybe start with your captains.
Yeah, right now we got senior forward John Torres. He's a captain. Nick Moore, captain. Forward Ryan Grock, forward captain. Then you got Ryan Grenier, assistant forward captain, and then assistant captain Nick Sanderson, who's in the net. Yeah, we've been looking at those guys. We're putting a lot on those guys right now. They've been pretty good for us so far. There's another level that we're looking for them to go to. Torres has been leading the way with goals. And once again, it's, you know, we're just trying to get those guys to stay within themselves and give us a chance every night.
Okay, and I know that defense means so much. Do you have an experienced defenseman who sort of can? It's hard if you've got a kid back there who can control the play, sort of like, for want of a better term, a quarterback. It's much easier to get the puck out of the zone. Do you have a guy like that at this point?
Yeah, we do. Junior defenseman CJ Graffio, number 27. Mm-hmm. When you see him on Wednesday night, you'll see why. He's real poised with the puck. Can make a lot of good plays. He's probably one of our more offensively gifted guys as a defenseman and real good defensively too. He's really rounded. He's taken his game to another level this year, and he's been better. He gets better and better every game. So, we look to him to do a lot for us. So, we're hoping that continues for us.
Okay, and how's Nick doing in goal?
Nick's been good. You know what I'm saying? He had an injury there at the beginning of the year. We had sophomore Jack Devereaux step in for a couple. He played really well for us. Nick's been, he's been going as we go. You know what I'm saying? He's been real good some nights, and then the inconsistencies crept in a little bit, especially over the last couple. But we need him. He's got to be the backbone for us, and he knows that. And he puts that on himself every night to do. And, 9 games left here, he's looking to step up.
All right, two final questions, Coach. How do you, or what do you do with today's game at practice tomorrow? How do you coach up the kids concerning today's game, if it's a factor at all?
Yeah, no, I mean, we knew what we had to be. We had to be great for 45 minutes today, and we weren't. We're going to come back. We're going to, we got some film on from the Beverly game on things we need to correct and get ready. We got to move forward. We can't let this dwell. It's a quick turnaround. One day of practice. Stoneham's a legit team, and we weren't good enough today. So we've got to turn the page here. Quick turnaround, and we got to try to go get 2 points on Wednesday.
Hey, what about 3 games in 5 days? How tough is that?
Yeah, it can be. It can be, but it's high school. They're high school kids. They should be at this level. You should be dying for that. So we'll come back tomorrow. We'll try to clean some things up and be ready for Wednesday.
Oh, I love the fire, Coach. I love it. And what about what do you see from Beverly? I know that you mentioned have looked at some film, and as I said, I've only seen it once. I saw the 3-2 win over Swampscott. What do you see from them?
Yeah, no, I mean, real good first line there. We saw them early in the egg game too, and then complimentary lines that will grind out. So you got to be able to match that. They got guys that got a lot of experience for them last year, and they weren't happy about the way the year went last year, and you can see how hungry they are this year. So you got to be able to match that every shift, because they're going to battle you, no question about it.
Coach, I'm going to stop by before the game, try to get a quick pregame for the show, and introduce myself, because I haven't met you face-to-face, so I'll look for you.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Jeff, and good luck. Take care.
You too, Rick. Thanks.
Bye-bye. That is Saugus High School hockey coach Jeff Natalucci.